Hey, Yaru, now you remember, regulars to the show will know that we've heard a fair bit from Karen from Brighton over the last few weeks.
Where are those happy days? They seem so hard to find. Locked up inside the house, it really blows my mind. Whatever happened to our state? I wish I understood. It used to be so nice. It used to be so good. Oh, can you hear me, Gladys? Can you hear me? SOS. Your QR system and your contact traces. SOS. Business is done. I don't think we can all carry on. Yes, we're done. But I suppose we just must carry on. Sydney's so far away. We really need you here.
Yeah, we know, Karen.
Yeah, well, we've discovered
she did all of Brighton. She did all of Brighton.
You get sick of walking the same streets. I've done all of Brighton.
That was her first one.
Can I just say that here in Adelaide, we've discovered Mark from Burnside.
Hello, my friends. It's Mark from Burnside, and I'm doing my radio show from my den. I didn't think we'd be in lockdown again, but we are. We only had the kids back at school for a day. Now the little pricks are going to make me and Sarah pay. So I stocked up on red wine and beer yesterday. Hey. I think today I might take the family for a walk. Maybe kick the footy or have a game of tennis at the courts. In the arvo, I'm odds on to have a little punt. Oh, God, please make sure my horse finishes at the front. Because if I lose heaps of money, Sarah will not find it very funny. Ha-ha-ha. Premier Steve, don't make this lockdown go for more than a week. I have already heard it might go for a fortnight. Is that right? It's now time for Mark from Burnside to go out of sight.
Oh, no. What an idiot. Who is that bloke?
That eastern suburbs toff. That snob.
Bloody wanker. Oh, God.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined It's this week.
Number five, well, we're all in lockdown again, and we learnt working from home and homeschooling isn't working out that well for Roo.
Oh, we've had one day back at school for 3 weeks. Look, it's going to be hard, but we're going to do our best. We're going to try not to fight, Dits. We'll get through it. Now shut up and stop whinging!
Number four, Roo and Dits are raising money for 4-year-old Nikki suffering from stomach cancer.
Hello, Jenny.
We got Jenny on the line to donate.
Hello.
Good morning, Jenny.
How are you?
All right.
Thank you so much for getting involved in this. And, Jen, you've got the hotel in Murray Bridge, is that right?
No, I think you've got the wrong Jenny.
Our promotions department, would you believe, got one digit wrong at the end of the phone number, and we've spoken to some Jenny somewhere in Australia.
What's the chances of getting another Jenny?
All right, let me just call Jenny back. Okay, so call 8675309.
Jenny.
No, microwave Jenny.
No, that's microwave Jenny.
Jenny.
No, that's Forrest Gump Jenny. Anyway, back to the donations for Fast 35.
Hello, Felicity.
Oh, no, this is Jenny.
Jenny.
Finally, we got the right Jenny on to donate and support Ruin Dits Fasting.
Jenny, thanks for your donation.
That was a pleasure. And Dits, I'm not sure how you're going to go for all that time without eating.
Neither am I, Jenny.
Number three, we met the new bachelor from Channel 10.
The brand new bachelor. What was his name?
That's a very, very good question.
Yeah, Jimmy. Jimmy was his name.
Jimmy, of course. And we also learnt Chris Dittmar thinks he could handle being the bachelor.
How many girls do you start with tonight on the show?
23.
Bloody hell.
Is that daunting?
You can't prepare for 23 women coming at you. And it's quite...
I'd give it a go. You'd have to have a crack, sure.
Oh, no.
Pretty sure you have trouble with one woman, Dits.
Morning, Kate.
Yeah, that's my wife, yeah.
Number two, we learnt Bryce from Colonel Light Gardens Footy Club has a good head for footy.
What happened when you were standing on the mark and they were kicking for goal?
The bloke marking the goal square. About 10 metres out. As soon as he marked it, the siren's gone. So there's a bit of pressure to kick it, and, he's gone back. It's just
he kicked it as hard as he can straight into my face.
So did it break your nose?
Oh, I'm not a doctor, but I haven't been to the doctors either, but I'll say it's broken, yeah, sure.
Number one, we've heard about Karen from Brighton.
And a lady came to prominence in Australia called Karen from Brighton.
I've done all of Brighton.
I think she should have stopped there. Fair to say she's had a nightmare in lockdown.
Where are those happy days? They seem so hard to find. Locked up inside the house, it really blows my mind.
We learnt Roo is going a bit nutty in lockdown.
We've discovered Mark from Burnside.
It's Mark from Burnside and I'm doing my radio show from my den. I didn't think we'd be in lockdown again.
Oh, he doesn't sound good.
We only had the kids back at school for a day. Now the little pricks are going to make me insane.
He doesn't sound good. I'm going to ring my friend Jenny at the hospital.
In the arvo, I'm odds on to have a little punt.
Hello?
Hi, is that Jenny at the emergency department?
No, I think you've got the wrong Jenny.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Oh, we still had plenty of fun despite the lockdown. Well done, Sammy, our audio man. Gee, how's Mark from Burnside going?
He's going fine.
Any more songs? Any more?
Oh, maybe next week. Maybe next week.
Okay, cool. Ruined Dits on Triple M.
Please welcome to Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast, Amos Gill.
Oh, Adelaide's favourite comedian. We need a laugh in lockdown. Gilly, good morning.
Yeah, well, you've come to the wrong guy. Look at me. Depressed, broken.
Oh, no, no.
4 weeks in lockdown it's been for me. I did a week and a bit in Sydney, 2 weeks ISO. Got back out and back here at home. So,
you poor bastard.
I'm absolutely flying.
You're changed.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you where, where are you guys, by the way? Because you're doing it at home, aren't you? Everyone's at their own spot.
Yes, we are.
I'm coming to you from my girlfriend's car in Aldgate. It's about 3 degrees. The windows are frozen over. I've been kicked out of the house. So I'm too loud.
did you have to sleep in the car?
No, well, yeah, that's where I'm doing the radio show from these days. You know, I just sit here, I go over the news, and I try and get a couple of yuck yucks for you blokes. Let's crack into it, because I'm cold. Yeah. All right,
all right, Gilly.
All right, the equestrian rider is the story of the week for me. No doubt about it. Surely. Now, if you know anything about my girlfriend, she's an equestrian rider. So this is the biggest news to us. I've been hearing about it before it broke. Right, this has been spoken about everywhere. And I know, for one, I'm shocked to hear that a white, wealthy man in his 30s has done cocaine. That is a massive shock to me. Who would have thought that goes on? It's horrific, isn't it? But did you find out how they actually got busted? I got the inside track on this. Well, they were both seen walking outside of a disabled toilet together. So that would be pretty much the reason. They just both came out of the loos. Yeah. There's your sign. Looking forward to the documentary called The Nags on the Bags. What do you think of that one, Ruth? As a guy who has had to go to that many horse shows to watch, the dressage, skip around or whatever, I say more cocaine for everyone at that sport so it could make it a little bit more interesting for
them. You're not a fan?
Oh, it's just a bit dull, isn't it? I mean, at least let us have a punt on it. What is, if it's a horse and you can't bet on it, it's glue. That's what it is.
Yeah, okay? Glue factory. Knackery.
I don't think this guy's going to bother too much anyway because he's obviously a bit of a cokehead and he can't go to the Olympics now, but he probably saw the anti-sex bed and thought, what's the point of the blow if you can't even get down to action anyway? No. You can't party on a broken cardboard box. So he'll stay at home. You know what else I'm enjoying? Brisbane getting the Olympic Games. That's good, isn't it?
It's fantastic.
Obviously it
is. Yeah, I mean, we should be recovered from the Zeta strain of the virus by then. And be ready to party in about 13 years' time. And I think winning the 4X gold medal has a good ring to it as well. So.
Yeah, bloody oath. Yep.
Are we all going to watch the little show tonight? Are we the 1 billion people tuning in to watch the opening ceremony?
Well, Port and Collingwood are playing.
Is that what it is? It's indirect competition with that, is it?
I believe so.
That's why they put Port on at the same time.
Let me put this into your heads instead, okay? Think about this. Brisbane Olympic Games, what is it, 2032? Bring Nikki Webster back on the swing.
How old will Nikki be?
Oh, she'd have to be about 40 by that point. And I'd imagine by then you'd have to have a bit of a bigger swing for Nick. She's probably enjoyed herself. Oh, you reckon that's what they should do? Just get everything from Sydney and just see how we've all aged along the way?
Retro Olympics.
Retro Olympics. And then again, let's be real, we're not making it there. We'll all be dead in about 4 years.
And we did wow the world with our hills hoist too in the opening ceremony back in Sydney, didn't we? I think we had lawnmowers and clotheslines.
God, I mean, it doesn't sound as impressive when you go back to it here, does it? Let's talk about something else that's not very impressive whatsoever is Jeffrey Bezos going to space. What do you think of that?
Yeah, a bit boring.
What an absolute reptilian he is. He cannot be human. Like, he basically rips off all these Amazon workers and then thanks them and says, thanks for all your hard work for letting me spend $1 billion to get up to space.
It was a slap in the face, wasn't it?
It's a real, like, billionaire version of doing manies in a Lancer with a spoiler, you know, just sort of just cruising up. No real purpose to it. Just cost $2.5 million a minute just for him to shoot himself up in that cock-shaped little rocket that he had there.
Yeah.
And you know why the billionaires have started going to space, don't you?
Why is that?
Because Epstein's sex island is being closed down, and so now they need somewhere else. Space,
good one.
Space is the perfect place. Space is the perfect place because you know what they say, boys? You know, they say no one can hear you in space. So all the billionaires think, great, that's where I'll do all my horrific deeds. anyway,
spot on,
I'm
Gilly.
Frozen out here. I'm getting out of here.
Get back inside. Good on you.
See you, boys.
Well, good on you, Gilly.
Amos Gill, great local talent here from South Australia. Ruined, it's on Triple M. Roo, you know my hard-hitting celebrity goss segment?
Yeah.
You know I've been covering the Farmer Wants a Wife.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it'll finish this week, so you can finally go, thank God he's stopped talking about that. But a couple of things have happened since yesterday's segment. I don't know whether it's because we mentioned it here, but remember I've been talking about Sam, the controversial one, who I said is not a farmer.
That's what they reckon.
And the girls in Sydney have been online saying, oh, I've been out with him. And he's got a girlfriend and rah-rah-rah. He's admitted it. It's not his farm.
He admitted it.
He's now said, it's my brother's farm. And he's saying, that's good enough, isn't it? Everyone's going, hang on.
It's not your brother owns a farm and I want a wife.
Correct. Exactly. So he's actually saying, he's going, oh, yeah, but we're sort of in it together. But he is a truck driver.
Where's the credibility in this show?
I know. He's a truck driver in Orange.
You've always said this is not reality TV.
I told you. I smelled a rat. So he's not a farmer. But he sort of says,
his brother's a farmer.
But it's my brother's farm, which, you know, come on. The other thing that's happened is that one of the farmers is from a Victorian town called Orbost,
right.
Which don't quite know where that is. But anyway, the people of Orbost are ringing in saying,
oh, no.
Hang on. He said the other night, I took the girl to the local pub in Orbost. Everyone's ringing and going, that's not the Orbost pub. So where's he taking them?
What?
Oh, mate, this has got holes in it, this show all over
what
the place.
What channel's this on?
Channel 7. It's got holes in it everywhere.
It's gone downhill since you left.
I know. But my favourite, I keep telling you about Farmer Rob because he just tells it as it is. I love him. He's the bloke that called in the three ladies the other week and said, sorry, but you've all got to go because I don't like any of you. Right? Just pack up. And no, he said, oh, you're all nice, but there's no connection. Let's not mess around here. Nothing's going to happen. I'm not going to marry any of you, so just go. Anyway, last night, I told you that Channel 7's producers called him back in and said, excuse me, Robbie, you've got a contract to stay on this show. You can't just get rid of everyone and leave because he'd clearly had enough.
Mm.
So anyway, they've got the new group in and last night they all said how much they like him.
The more time I spend with Rob, the more our connection grows.
The more time I spend with Rob, the more connection I feel for him.
Mm. You know, I want to go forward and be one of the two women that he chooses.
So all three, there are three left, and
they
all love him.
What's your mate Rob done?
Right, he looked at one of them and said, can you just come to the kitchen for a minute?
I've had a lovely week with you, Leah, and, I don't know, I just probably don't know, you know.
Spit it out.
If there's that, you know, that real connection there. I'm not going to try and manufacture love. If it's not there, it's not there.
No.
Let's get you back.
There you go. Kiss goodbye. See you later. See you later. So, yeah, he just tells them. He said...
See, what, did he tell them all?
No. But the thing is, though, they're all sitting having a good night, and he just looked at her and said, just come to the kitchen for a minute. Help me with the dishes. And I think she said after that, I'm not doing your dishes. Stick that up your bum, because he just told her to go home. So anyway, I love Farmer Rob. Good boy. Right. Now, Sam, our audio man's with us. He's been watching some reality TV as well.
I have. It's in preparation for the new Bachelor season.
When's that start?
I don't know. But you're speaking to Jimmy, the new Bachelor, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
On the show. Yeah. Okay. So as a good producer, I've done some research. So I watched the promo, and it turns out he's a pilot.
Oh.
Did you know that he's a pilot?
I don't know anything.
I don't know if he's like the pretend farmer. Maybe he's a pretend pilot.
I hope he doesn't pretend to fly.
These fellas just make it up, don't they?
Maybe he flies paper planes. I don't know.
We pretend announcers.
So anyway, I watched the 2-minute promo, which did my head in. But how many times do you think they're going to get a pilot / flying pun into the promo?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's take off, you know. Fly away for love.
Yes.
All aboard for the romance.
Oh, no.
So how many, have a guess, how many puns do you think?
Strap yourself in.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go fasten your seatbelts for 11.
11? All right. Yeah, it's a lot.
That's ambitious, right?
Well, you just said six. 7.
All right, let's have a listen. How many puns?
Welcome on board Bachelor Airways Flight 2021.
Your newest bachelor is on the runway to romance.
Three.
Cleared for takeoff.
Oh, no.
There will be turbulence. So please remain seated and keep your seatbelts fastened as Jimmy flies above the storm and sets a course for true love.
Right.
Nice.
Talk about flog a dead horse.
They forgot one. Where's the sick bag?
Gee, there's a lot of reality TV on at the moment, isn't there?
There is.
The Survivor started, I watched it last night. I don't even know if that was the first night or not, but second night, was it? Wangers was on
there. How did Gav go?
He got beaten.
No.
He's in the Brawn team, like up against the Brains, and Wangers got out-wrestled.
No
by
way.
By Brainiac.
Oh, no.
He did.
What?
Wankers did. I text you.
He hasn't been booted off, has he?
No, not yet. But not a good start by Gav. Come on, Wankers.
Beaten by
he's
nerd.
An artist
can't
now.
Take a dive on Survivor.
Hang on. He's no longer the tough sort of footballer anymore.
He's in the
he's an artist.
Team. I know he's an artist.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyway, good luck, Wankers.
There's a new bachelor in town and the girls really like him.
What more could you ask for?
He's a really good user.
Really, really like him.
You're the first thing I think about when I wake up. Could see myself falling in love with you.
Oh, I just want to be with him all the time.
All right, this is getting ridiculous.
I can see a future with this guy.
Please welcome to Ruined Dits for Breakfast from the brand new season of The Bachelor. Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy Nicholson is the brand new Bachelor and starts tonight. How are you, Jimmy?
Good, guys. How are you going?
So you're a good kisser, are you?
Someone else's words, not mine.
Jimmy, just so you know what you're dealing with here. I'm Roo, and this is Ditz over there. He's coming
Jimmy.
On in a minute. He used to pash oranges when he was a kid
that's
just
how
to
you practice.
Practice.
Yeah, that's how you practice getting... Roo once said to me, how do you get good at kissing? I said, you pash an orange. That's what you're doing. You suck on it and you lick it. And
Hold up. Were we talking about a cut orange? Or
yeah, bloody oath. Bloody oath.
Okay.
Now, Jimmy, you know, you and I, seriously, Jimmy and I have got that much in common. We are so similar. I've got a border collie named Billy, and so is Jimmy. Tell me about your dog, Jimmy.
And also, you're a good kisser.
There you go.
There you go.
You're good looking, though, and Ditz is not quite in that category.
I work on radio for a reason.
My dog, well, it's actually my parents' dog, but I'm a favourite. Yeah. Billy, she features quite heavily during the season as well, which is quite nice. But she's my best mate, and I'm her favourite.
Right. A farmer wants a wife at the moment. There's been a farmer that's actually come out and said, well, I'm not actually a farmer. Yeah. My brother's got a farm. Now, are you really a pilot?
I am. Yeah, can confirm I'm a pilot. I've worked bloody hard to get there. So, so I am.
What do you fly, Jimmy?
I fly Airbus. So,
nice. Okay, the big fellas.
Not the A380s. I fly more the domestic stuff. And we do a little bit of international, but A320s, A321s.
All right. Now, how many girls do you start with tonight on the show?
23.
Bloody hell.
That's busy. Is that daunting?
I was definitely packing in on the first night. You can't prepare for 23 women coming at you, and
I'd give it a go.
Believe it or not, it's quite a unique situation.
I'd die wondering, I'll tell you. I wouldn't die wondering. You'd have to have a crack, sure.
Oh, no.
Now, the
morning,
other thing,
Kate.
Yeah, that's my wife, yeah. Now, that's in another life, Roo. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I know you're happy. It's a fair problem to have.
Yep.
Jimmy, you're very, very well-rounded. You've done 10 triathlons as well. You're a busy man.
Back in the day, I used to do the tries with Mum. She got me into them, so I kind of, I like to give anything a crack. I'm pretty hyperactive.
Tell us what's been happening on The Bachelors. Can you give us something on there that How hard is it? Is it harder than you thought? I know you're intimidated by the girls. Give us something that we don't know.
It's pretty brutal sending people home and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So that's probably the low point of it. But I think for people will like it this season because it is a genuine love story. I have met someone that I'm really, really happy with.
Oh, really?
And I can tell you that. But which is great because that's all I could hope for. But also there's a lot of drama that went down, which I didn't really know about. I knew about some of it. It'll be a good mix. I think people will like it because it is a love story, but also there's a lot of drama, so it'll be entertaining as well.
Beautiful. Now, for the ladies listening this morning, they like these sorts of things. What are your values in life? What, you know, when you're looking for a lifelong partner, what's important to you?
I was given some pretty good advice from someone that I flew with a few years ago who hadn't really got it right. I think he was on his fourth marriage. he said to me, it's really important that you marry your best mate because, you know, when you have kids and everything, things change. Mm. You know, the intimacy drops off and all that kind of stuff. And he's like, you just want to be there with your best mate. And I thought that was really, really good advice. And that's exactly what I was looking for when I went on there. Obviously, you know, you don't want, if I was going to marry my best mate, I'd call Grubbs up from Melbourne and would get it done. But Grubbs, I'm not really attracted to it. So, it's just, so yeah, obviously the attraction has to be there as well. But just someone you can have a laugh with.
Yeah. Jimmy, you sound like a great bloke, mate. We're looking forward to seeing it tonight. It's the new Bachelor premiere 7:30 on Channel 10. Good luck with it. We're looking forward to seeing you.
Thanks, guys. Good to chat. Done.
Good on you, Jimmy.
Jimmy Nicholson, the brand new Bachelor. Yesterday, Roo, we met the brand new Bachelor. What was his name?
That's a very, very good question.
Yeah, Jimmy. Jimmy was his name. Now, Alice the Wag is with us. Wag, what did you think of him?
Good morning. Well, I sat down with a nice glass of red wine as my last feast last night to start watching The Bachelor and do some research for your show. Mm. Yeah. I got through probably about 15 minutes and I've never felt so single and alone, so I had to turn it off. And I also met this girl and she was one of the first contestants to enter and meet Jimmy and her name was Brooke. And this is how she came into the house.
What is this beautiful girl and what is this beautiful cake doing standing in front of me? You can start with the cake.
Well, I'm Sri Lankan.
Okay, amazing.
This is a Sri Lankan love cake.
Okay.
And I grew up with this cake. I used to watch my nan make this cake and my mum started making the cake and then we just grew up with this tradition around us and I made this cake with her.
Like it? I really like it. Can I keep the rest?
I expect that cake gone.
I love the spices in it.
I feel like my tummy is still just doing... There's butterflies in there, there's cake, there's so much going on.
Right, enough apparently cake.
She made so if a you cake. Didn't get that, she made a cake.
Right, okay, fair enough.
I was like, I'm turning this off. This is, and every single girl that entered the mansion, Jimmy would be like, oh, I got a funny feeling about her. I really liked her. I think I'm going to come back once he's met the girls and there's actually a bit of love and romance. We'll get through the first couple of episodes and then. But he's
for all
hot,
the, all, the, so I'm, all the girls, he is hot. He's good.
He's hot. Yeah. Okay. Wouldn't kick him out of bed if he farted.
Oh, Alice.
You kick me out of the studio if I fart.
You don't look like Jimmy.
Oh, that's a good point.
104.7 Triple M. He writes jokes for the front bar, and his mates call him Rosie. Please welcome to Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast, Adam Rosenbach.
Oh, he's back. How are you, Rosie?
Morning, boys. Yes, I am back. I was away last week. I was a little bit sick last week. I had a delivery from New South Wales from some mates of mine.
Oh, yeah.
Who dropped some stuff off, so I was a little bit crook during the week. Now, those removalists, obviously, they came through Victoria, and there's calls for them to be sacked, and I don't think that these blokes should be sacked, okay? But I think from here on in, we make sure every job they have is on the fourth floor of an apartment complex with no lifts, tight staircases for a person who collects fridges and pianos.
Yeah, break their backs.
So we make them pay.
I don't think they'll win Australian of the Year, those guys.
I don't think they're going to be nominated somehow. No. So it has gone ballistic, obviously. It kicked off at the MCG, the Carlton Geelong game, the Saturday before last in the MCC. And I'm a little bit annoyed that COVID could just wander straight into the MCC. And I've been on a waiting list for 18 years.
Exactly.
It should be tougher than that, shouldn't it?
Did COVID have a collar on?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
But I'm lucky. I was there. there. I didn't get it because I've been listening to Dr. Jaden Stevenson.
Oh, yes.
So I'm totally fine because he told me to put bleach on my pie and I've been fine ever since.
Right.
So
yes, the North Melbourne footballer.
Now, obviously, staying with COVID, there's a lot going on in the Olympics in Japan and Tokyo and stuff. And, of course, they've brought out the anti-sex bed, the bed made out of cupboard. Now, I don't see the big deal about this. I've had one of those for years. And mine's not even cardboard. No. It's just a racing car. It's really cool.
Beds.
Thank you, mate. Thank you. You know what? I'd be more put off by the paper cuts from the cardboard bed.
Yeah, I agree.
Look, it's not true. I don't have a cardboard bed, but when I have a lady stay over, I always give her the top bunk. I'm very respectful.
Yes, okay? Exactly right.
Yeah.
And you know help her up and down the ladder.
I'm a good man. You know what cardboard beds, right? This is what Chris Judd should have been doing when he was the Visi ambassador for Carlton.
he had to earn his $5 million for something, didn't he?
Mate, it was all within the salary cap. It was all legal. But if he had brought out cardboard beds, everyone would have been like happy with what Juddy was doing.
Yeah, good on you, Juddy.
The good thing is, I suppose, cardboard beds, when you throw them out, you can fold them all up, can't you?
Into a small bit. Put them in your recycle bin.
That's right.
That's right. I don't want to be touching those cardboard beds.
No. Hey, listen, the Olympics are the biggest event in the world, but the other one is, let's face it, World Cup soccer. Now, it's not far away in Qatar, but, gee, this has just been shrouded with controversy, corruption and all sorts of shenanigans from day one, hasn't it?
Well, they're saying it's not the greatest place to have it because it's, you know, in the middle of a desert in one of the hottest countries in the world. But Qatar have solved this issue by they're bringing in outdoor air conditioning.
Outdoor AC.
So I reckon Greta Thunberg might be slightly triggered here. So it only costs the lives of 50,000 Bangladeshi workers to install, which is really cheap. And I just think, like, what happened to those fans with water spraying out the outside them like they have in Thailand? Yeah. That keeps people cool.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need air conditioning outside. Like, how good would a giant split system be down at Glenelg Beach? Like, it doesn't sound like the worst idea. You come out of the water, you're sitting under the split system. It's lovely.
Beautiful.
These air conditioners, every time you turn one on, a species becomes extinct. So they're not bad. They're not bad.
Hey, what's happening under the Colosseum?
So the Colosseum in Rome, so you used to be able to go into it and kind of walk around the top, but now they've opened up underneath. The first time, they've given access to the general public to go and have a look at underneath. And there's a lot of things that the population has never seen before. Like, as you enter, you come in under the famous Roman slogan, one in, all in.
Yep.
They've found a half-drunk goblet of wine, which I believe is mid-strength. They've even found a room underneath there where they check you for concussion after your head had been cut off.
Yeah, righto.
Yeah. Well, like, obviously, if you're decapitated, you'd have to go under the 12-day protocol. They weren't idiots.
You wouldn't next week for that.
Yeah. And they even have, like, there's a program on display from one of the tournaments at the time, which was known as Gladiator X. Which was a little bit of fun. And they also, how's this, though? They found a review written in Latin, and it said it was going to go all the way from the emperor down to the boot studder.
Is that right?
Get on your Rosie.
Exactly.
Get on your Rosie. And I see a special Olympic edition of the front bar this week.
Yes, it's going to be huge. So we've got Raylene Boyle, Grant Hackett, and one name that escapes me are going to be on the show. I think it might be Anna Mears.
It's
going to be great.
Yes, beautiful. Right. South Australia's own.
8:30 right around the country.
Good on you, Rosie. Adam Rosenbach's here on Triple M. Now, Roo, we all love a good one percenter, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. And this was very much a one percenter. Young Bryce, who plays for Colonel Light Gardens, was taking on Lockleys on the weekend. They were lining up for goal from the top of the square to put it through. Bryce was standing on the mark, and we'll get him on to tell us what happened next. Bryce, what happened when you were standing on the mark and they were kicking for goal?
Jumped into the ball and fortunately saved it with my head.
Yeah, the story gets bigger, does it? Because is it right? Tell us. It was after the siren, and this was a kick to win the game. Is that right?
Yeah, so it was about the bloke marked it in the goal square, about 10 metres out. As soon as he's marked it, the siren's gone. So there's a bit of pressure to kick it, and he's gone back and he kicked it as hard as he can straight into my face.
Well, people tell you to keep your eye on the ball. They don't actually mean to actually keep your eye right on the ball.
I mean, it seemed to work, so...
Tell me, how much did it hurt and what damage did it do?
Well, at the time, I mean, you don't really feel it because, you know, a bit of adrenaline and that sort of stuff, but it's been pretty sore over the last few days. I mean, what's today? Wednesday, and it's still bloody sore.
So did it break your nose?
Oh, I'm not a doctor, but I haven't been to the doctors either, but I'll say it's broken, yeah, sure.
It was a real roller coaster ride then. So you're on the mark. You think you're going to lose. You get kicked in the head. You get a broken nose. But you're actually the hero. Surely you got free beers all night.
I actually went to Moons that night. So I didn't go back to the club, unfortunately. But yeah, that was a dangerous night.
Oh, no.
You went to Moons. What was going on there?
My partner's family got a new boat. So we had to go off and have a look at that.
Oh, well, you had a story to tell anyway. So
yeah,
now,
exactly.
I take it, I've seen you everywhere. You've gone viral. How many sort of interviews and things have you been doing over the last few days?
Oh, this is probably my 12th interview.
Now, is it right that it was a top-of-the-table clash as well?
Yeah, so it was 1v2, so now we're sitting a point clear on top, yeah.
Mate, that's the most important smother of the season. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it feels pretty good.
It's a great story, and it's something you'll obviously talk about for the rest of your life, mate. Thanks for joining us. Well done.
No worries. Cheers for that.
There he is, Bryce Smith, playing for Colonel Light Gardens, Roo. A different story. So a bloke has taken a mark in the goal square. They're 3 points down, the siren goes. All he's got to do is kick the goal, and he's kicked it straight into Bryce's face.
Yeah, you know what? Even though Bryce got the broken nose, I'd rather be Bryce than the bloke that's kicked it into his head.
Oh, could you imagine? Hey, talk about beers all night. That bloke would have had to shout. We don't know his name, but he would have been shouting all night.
I reckon he went further than Moonta.
Yeah, he's in witness protection. Ruined it's on Triple M.
Celebrities.
Kim Kardashian is back on the dating scene.
Influencers.
Instagram, Triple M Adelaide page, whatever that means.
He's got his ear to the ground.
Got a bit of celebrity news for you.
It's time for Chris Dittmar's...
OMG!
Celebrity News.
Roo, I don't know where to start today. I've got so much goss for you. First up, Tones and I. I want you to have a listen to this song. Went to number one in 30 countries. Right, I've heard enough. Turn it off, please. Number one in 30 countries. Now, anyway, let's have a listen to what Tones had to say yesterday.
I feel like this is a lot, and I want to keep writing music, but in terms of how active I am, Tones and I, you know, right now I really want to, like, go talk to kids. I was going around to schools last week and playing music, talking about anti-bullying. As soon as my mental health isn't wanting to do this, I'm stopping. Like, I'm not pushing through this. I want to be happy, and right now I am, but it can waver.
Right. What she said, Roo, big announcement, she is quitting singing. Now, I want to ask Tones this morning, do you promise?
Oh,
I want this in writing.
Oh,
I never, ever
like
want you
that.
To make a song. Oh, come on, please. That is garbage.
That was a great song, better than some of the trash that you like.
No, I hope we never, ever hear from her again. So anyway, Tones and I, she's hanging up the microphone, which is good. Now,
where's that old lady that you like to sing? Hang on, Dits. Mel, have you got that old lady that Dits loves playing?
Mean old lady. Mate, this lady's the most talented ever, Connie Francis. You've got to be kidding me.
Right, back to Tones and I. Thanks, Mel. Bit of Tones
said
and I,
you
please.
Were untrue. No, get it off. I never see anybody. She's quitting, and that's good news for all of us. Righto. Now, another lunatic. If ever you watched Married at First Sight, one of the biggest stars over the years, she was cray cray. Her name is Ines Bassich. Have a listen to her.
I just don't like that facade.
Hello.
You look amazing. I'm Joe.
Hi, Joe.
How are you? I feel sorry
right,
for
turn
them.
Turn her off, Mel.
I truly feel so sorry for them. They're wearing
right,
clothes
that's,
I can't...
That's Ines. That's Ines Bassich. Now, it's actually spelt basic. I like to call it Ines Basic. Anyway, would you believe she's struggling for a quid? Now, you know, you hear about these OnlyFans sites, Roo. Oh, this could be this could be something for you and I in the future. She is right now earning 80 grand a week on her OnlyFans site. Yeah. So she started putting pictures up of her in her bikini and all this sort of stuff. 80 grand a week. If you don't mind.
She must be doing more than her just in bikinis to be doing 80 grand a week.
Look, in the name of research, I did have a look at these photos. And in the name of
Where's
research.
Where's the pervometer?
No, it was for this segment, Celebrity Goss.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, so there's a lot of money to be made for these girls out there doing this fans only or only fans stuff.
Get your bikinis out, Dits in ice, right, and you might be able to raise some money yourself.
Well, I've got man boobs. Now, Prince Harry is bringing out a book about his memoirs. Now, I've heard a little rumour, Roo, that this book is called. No, this book is called How Ditz Met My Mother. No, it's not really. This book is it's anyway, Harry's memoir. Now, he's come in for a lot of criticism already because the media in the US are caning him saying, oh, so you hate the media. You don't want to talk to us. You don't want to give us interviews. But now you're writing a book and you want us to promote it. So it's that old chestnut. His old mate, Piers Morgan, has come out and said, you've got to be effing joking. Ready to tell his old memoirs. Prince Privacy, he calls him, hasn't stopped yapping, whining and trashing his family all year. So, and the others are coming out and criticising, saying, well, it'll really be Megan's book because she's the one that, you know, pulls all the strings. So Harry won't even get to say what he wants. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, there it is. That's $20 million up front. $20 million sign on.
$20 million.
Yep. Similar to what I got for my Every Pub book with Bruce Abernathy. Very similar. Anyway, that's my celeb goss for today, Roo.